That was Camper Van Beethoven from their new album. It's a really great one. It's called El Camino Real, and that was It Was Like That When We Got Here. Before that, we heard music from Bob Mould's new one, Beauty and Ruin, and we heard I Don't Know You Anymore. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frommel, your host, and it's been a couple of years, more than a couple actually, since Sam at 11 was in the studio. We were back at the old building, in fact, and I've been very, very happy that we've been talking about getting them in the studio. It's been a little while that we've been discussing it, but the day has come. They've got a new album out. They're here. They've got a really great show coming up next weekend. We'll tell you about that. We'll let you hear some of the tracks from the album. But first, here's Sam at 11 live in the YSO studios.
Adam doesn't remember what song we're going to play now. This song's called Mess of You.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
This song's called Mess of You.
Jerk.
waking from a fever.
Sam at 11, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We're going to be back to chat with the band and to hear music from their new album. It's called Holy Hell. And we'll also hear some more live music. Stick around. Lots more to come here on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Mark your calendar. It's the WISO Open House, July 13th. I'm Nikki Dakota inviting you to our grand WISO summer soiree. There'll be food trucks, fire trucks, ice cream, live music, kids' activities, studio tours. You can record a greeting and more. Bring your family and share an afternoon with the WISO family. The WISO Open House, Sunday, July 13th from 2 to 6 p.m. is going to be a big, fun time.
Ooh, what a friend I have in you. I hope you feel the way.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliette Frumhold, joined in the studio by the members of Sam at 11. We've got Jeff, Adam, and Brad in the house. Welcome, guys.
We're not actually in the same studio.
Okay, we're in the studios.
Separated by glass.
We are. It's very sad. I know.
Same building.
Same building, though. Same building. Under the same roof. Yes. Yeah. Well, welcome back. It's been a little while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I said earlier, the last time we were in here, I said, oh, we hope to make a new album in about a year. Almost three months later, here we are.
Well, you know, it happens.
Life does.
It
yeah.
does. It does indeed. But the new one is here. It's ready to go. We're going to hear some tracks from it here in a little while. Tell me a little bit about the process of putting this album together.
Well, a few of the songs are actually from we wrote when we were in our old band called Hoax, and we never did anything with them because we never got a chance to. We ended up not breaking up, but just ending that band. And then we were like, we're going to just start fresh and not use any of that stuff in Sam at 11. And then we're like, it's hard to write songs. Let's use some of these. Let's use some of the. And they were good songs, so let's use them.
Well, actually, some of the songs are really, really old. So there's there's three songs on there that are kind of more punk rocky songs, and they're actually written in 1994.
Oh wow!
So that's
before
really
I was
old.
Born.
I know.
What's it like to go back and revisit that material? You know, some of which has been written, you know, nearly 10 years ago. Is it hard to sort of, you know, get back into that headspace of where you were when you wrote it or identify with it in the same way? What's that like?
Not really, because I haven't really grown up that much in the intervening time.
You said not really to not that wasn't
Shut
a
up.
Correct answer.
Shut
you
up.
Said, what's it like? And you said, not really.
It's very.
Yes, the answer
Indeed.
Is yes. Well, speaking from my experience, which isn't very long, I'm not as old as Adam is, but a couple of our songs from Hoax are about 8 years old, and it's cool to be able to make them even a little bit better than they were, because we're a little bit better, you know, at what we do, sort of, kind of, not really. What do you think, Brad?
Well, didn't we have a couple of the songs almost ready to go for the last album, the last Sam and 11 album, but we decided to scrap them?
Yeah, because we were afraid Bobby would charge us more to record them. Hi, Bobby. What's up? Bobby's listening right now. He's the guy that recorded all of our albums, pretty much. Fantastic.
When you decided to take, you know, this sort of mix of songs from, you know, Hoax and Pre-Hoax and some of the earlier Sam and 11 material and go into the studio with it, were you thinking about sort of massively overhauling the songs, or did you kind of just let them do their thing as you started working on them again, or are they similar to the way they were when you first wrote them?
A little bit of both. So Mesa View is a lot the same that it was. There are some of the, like Troll is the same that it was, you know, years and years ago. Some of the songs are new songs that we have written for this album. And you can tell there's a little bit of a style difference. It's a little bit more complex, a little bit more rock and roll, less kind of, hey, let's just write this and play it as fast as we can. it's something that you could listen to.
Nobody will hear that I suck if I just play it as fast
yeah.
as I can. Yeah.
Do you think that was it hard then with kind of those stylistic differences when you were, you know, deciding what was going to make the cut for the album and how to sequence it? Was it hard to find those linkages between the songs, or did they just kind of gel together in a way that made sense organically?
Well, we didn't really. We aren't lucky enough to have so many songs that we have to choose from. We have limited practice time usually, so we work really hard in practice to write the songs, and we don't have like a surplus of songs that we can choose from to pick from this album. Like every time we want to make a new album, we pretty much like, let's write 11 songs, let's write 10 or 12 songs. That's how it was for this one. They're like, all right, I want to have two more songs. We had studio time scheduled and we didn't have two songs yet. I'm like, we need to write that. So it pretty much forced us to write those songs, right? I mean,
we don't have much of a choice on what we put, where we put it, anything like that. It's we're kind of forced to deal with what we have.
Well, we fought over the song sequence a lot. That was one of the big things. Is the way that I listened to it when I first got the mixes, I was like, ah, this is great. I really like the way that these are going together. And Jeff was like, no, I hate that. We should do it the other way.
But we ended up going with what Adam liked.
I win.
I'm still healing emotionally.
I love winning so much.
Does it make it easier, since you guys have played together for such a long time, to, you know, write together and work together and to figure things out like that, like the sequencing issue?
I was like, Adam submitted he wrote down what order he thought they should be in, and I was like, no, it should have this song first, and then I gave it some thought. I'm like, you know what, he's probably right. And I don't know. I listened to it a lot because I'm obsessive. So I was hearing it probably way different than Adam was, you know. He was just he wasn't listening to it probably every drive into work like I was, like a obsessive maniac. So he was hearing them differently than I did, and he probably, you know, fresh ears, I don't know.
There's a lot more Facebook message bickering than there used to be. Yeah.
They need to have better stickers on there because the little plate with his thumbs up doesn't really cut it anymore.
You put two of them together, it looks like middle finger.
All right.
There you go.
I'll work on that.
When you guys, you know, I know we kind of mentioned that, you know, the last time you were here, you thought you'd have an album out really fast. What was sort of the decision to, I mean, I know you guys all have, you know, a thousand other things going on, jobs and lives and families and stuff. What was sort of the thing that made you say, okay, now's the time, we're gonna do this, we're gonna get the album recorded and get it out there?
Well, the name of the album, actually, it's the name of one of our songs, and we didn't name the song because we wanted to name the album that. But we picked Holy Hell to name the album because I was like, that pretty much sums up the last 3 years for us, because we've been through a lot. Like, we've taken a couple breaks because there was just so much going on in our personal lives, a lot of good ups and downs. So finally I was like, let's do a Kickstarter to get this thing going, and maybe it'll actually push us to actually do something. So if there's some little bit of pressure behind it, you know, we'll actually do it. And so we started a Kickstarter, and you know, it was funded within like 5 days, and we were like, all right, we have to record an album now. So, I don't think any of those people would. Well, they're not completely funded yet, the rewards, so I shouldn't say they won't sue us if something doesn't.
We still have time. We can.
Yeah,
you know.
You've got till the end of August, people. Remember that. It says it on the Kickstarter page.
What was that like to, you know, sort of put it in the fans' hands, and then to get such a great response 5 days to your goal? Is that's a really quick turnaround, I think.
Well, first thing, I was like, we set the goal really low, and I was like, we should have made it higher if we're gonna reach it that quick. I mean, so we spent the next 25 days like, now what? Like, people were like, oh, they met their goal already, we don't need to pledge anymore. But we had the money we needed to record, and it was cool to see that so many people do support you. Like, sometimes you just kind of wonder. Well, I mean, we mainly do this for ourselves as something to do, but you want other people to enjoy it too. So one of the Kickstarter reward ideas that we had was name the album or something. And we set the price pretty high, but I was still afraid somebody would buy it and name it something really stupid. Like, you know, it's just some sponsor.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Ted's Water presents Samuel. I don't know. That kind of went nowhere, what I was just saying. But, Adam?
I'm totally used to it.
Yeah, Adam's just looking at me
nowhere.
Nodding. Yeah.
It was a disapproval nod, don't worry.
Okay.
Well, we've been talking about the album. Why don't we let them hear a track from it? Do you guys want to introduce this one at all?
Yeah. This song's called Ned Pepper Spray. I'm not going to tell you what it's about, but if you're from Dayton, you might know.
Fair enough.
But we're really happy we got our friend Anna Shear to sing on this. She was a little hesitant about it, but she did awesomely, and it turned out really awesome. So just let the song do the singing.
We'll take a listen to that, and we'll be back to chat more with the members of Sam at 11, and we'll hear some more live music here in just a second. Here's a track from their new album. The album's called Holy Hell, and this is Ned Pepper Spray. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Play, and the one that punches doesn't have to. the dance floor. Chicks drinking from their golden cups and hoping that they are knocked up. You better finish your drink because you're drinking for two.
Sam and Eleven's new album. The album is called Holy Hell, and that track was Ned Pepperspray. And we've got Jeff, Adam, and Brad from the band in the studio. Welcome back, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Harmony.
Harmony, hello.
That was lovely. Now, you're celebrating the release of the album next weekend at the Oregon Express. That is going to be a great show. Tell me about who you're going to be playing with and what the festivities are going to be like.
So forth and so on.
Yes.
July 18th, next Friday, at the Oregon Express. Todd the Fox.
Woohoo!
Our best old buddy, old pal, is going to be opening for us. And closing out the night, Sidekick Complex with Tino, Paige Beller, and Chris Barnett.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah. Cannot wait for that.
Very nice.
Cannot wait. And, I was going to say something else.
Oh, okay. That is next Friday. That's July 18th at the Oregon Express. It's the album release party celebration show spectacular for Sam and Eleven's new album. They're going to be joined by Todd the Fox and Sidekick Complex. What does the rest of the summer look like for you guys? Are you going to be, playing out a lot or just kind of breathing a sigh of relief now that the album is done and finishing up the Kickstarter fulfillment and all that good stuff?
Yeah, like we're all so busy all the time. Like we want to play as many shows as we possibly can. So hopefully we do get some more shows this summer and play some more shows. Right now we don't have anything planned, but you can, follow along at our Facebook page and Twitter and Instagram. Just type in Sam at 11, you'll find us. You can also find the links to wherever the album sold. It's sold on iTunes, Amazon MP3, Bandcamp. Sam@11.com will take you straight to our Facebook page, so you don't really need to look up anything if you don't want to, but
Spotify.
All the info's there. What? Spotify. It's on Spotify.
Nice.
So I shouldn't say if you don't like paying for
Is the
support
new one on Spotify
the music.
Yep. Yeah.
So all of the digital options.
Yeah, and the physical CD is available on sam@11.bandcamp.com.
Cool.
And will be available to show, too.
Seems like the easiest option that everybody should just come out to the show, see you guys, get their own copy. I think that's a good plan.
Why not?
Yeah.
We give hugs too.
See,
yeah,
just
dollar,
all the
though.
More reason.
Well, mine aren't free, but Adam's are.
Fair enough.
I'm clean.
Sliding scale of hug prices.
It goes on how we smell. So yeah.
There you go. Maybe get the hug before you guys play. And aww. Yeah. Alrighty. So we're going to hear some more live music here in just a second. But is there anything else people ought to know before they get their hands on this album and they come out and see you guys next Friday at the OE?
Just that we're really proud of it and you should check it out. And I just really want to thank, seriously, all the Kickstarter backers. I know we act like idiots half the time and, you know, never really seem grateful, but we're so extremely grateful because we probably wouldn't even have an album right now if I'm about to cry like I'm from Brazil.
Thanks, guys.
But seriously, thank you so much. And thank you, Juliet, for having us back.
My pleasure.
This is awesome.
Come back anytime.
Woo-hoo. Okay, we'll be here next week.
Awesome. New Kaleidoscope House band.
Awesome. That's the roots.
Yeah, there you go. See? Well, we've got all of the info on how to connect with Sam at 11 on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Go there and connect with them. The info on the album release show next Friday, that's July 18th at the Oregon Express, that's there as well. They're going to be playing with Todd the Fox and Sidekick Complex. We're going to hear another track from their new album here in just a minute. But first, I think they're going to play live for us. So we're going to take a quick break and come back and hear some live music from Sam at 11 from right here in the WYSO studios. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3.
Vermont farmer Randy Mead wants government spending cuts, opposes gay marriage, and likes his senator, socialist Bernie Sanders.
He's not intimidated by large money. He's not intimidated by well-dressed people with, you know, $2,000-$3,000 suits. That's not Bernie, and that's not us either.
A socialist who might run for president on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tomorrow morning from 5 till 9 on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Sam and 11 are our guests this evening. They've got a new album out. It's called Holy Hell. You can get your own copy and see the band live next Friday. That's July 18th at the Oregon Express in downtown Dayton. They're playing with Todd the Fox and Sidekick Complex. But before you go to that, you can hear them right now live on Kaleidoscope.
Hi, kids.
I've known you all my life. A football game in 1997. You wore a pair of glasses I didn't like. Then I thought that you were there on that vacation. When my brother broke his arm, it wasn't me. Tried to find a doctor in the mountains. Wasn't anywhere to have him seen. Soon I'll get what I need from you. I'll be holding soon. Reason said one. Another place to meet. And I thought about you laying on said
Sam at 11, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out next Friday night, July 18th at the Oregon Express. It's their album release party for their new album, Holy Hell. They're playing with Todd the Fox and Sidekicks Complex. And guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Juliet.
Thank you. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Check them out, Sam at 11, July 18th at the OE. It's the album release for their new album. We're going to hear the title track from that one right now. This is called Holy Hell.